despite the ECHL being put on hold until at least December 4th, which is when they tentatively plan to return to play. Falling in line with the American Hockey League, or AHL, the Newfoundland Growlers are still busy preparing for next season, whenever that may happen. They have re-signed a few players over the summer, including captain and Ghouls native James Malindi. I had a chance to catch up with Growlers broadcaster Chris Ballard to talk about the signings. The team is starting to shape up a bit for next season, when that does come, and we'll get to that a little more later in the show. But the team has made a number of re-signings, including, first off, captain James Malindi. Why was it so important to lock down Meller and do it so early?
He's obviously been such an important part of this team. And as the captain, you know, for the first two seasons, I mean, really, it's not too much of a stretch to say that, you know, he's truly the heart and soul of this hockey club. So I was really glad to see the coaching staff, you know, obviously led by head coach John Snowden, put a priority and a push on getting him locked up early so you can kind of build from the crease out. And, you know, in addition to what Malindi brings, you know, only a handful of other guys signed currently, and two more guys who are, again, just instrumental guys. Todd Skirving and Garrett Johnston had a huge year, earning himself, you know, Growlers Defenseman of the Year honors, which is not something, you know, to take lightly. And Todd Skirving, obviously, I mean, he's pretty much the mayor of St. John's now. He's absolutely beloved in the room and in the city and in the province. So if that's the core that we're going to build around moving forward, then we can get real excited for that.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, some 26 points for Garrett Johnston this season? 3 goals, 23 apples? I mean, come on. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you have to think about the role he played. He wasn't the first guy getting called up every day. He wasn't on an American League deal, but he still managed to be that every day, every situation player, not to mention the fact that he earned himself a PTO, professional tryout, with the Marlies and made his AHL debut this season as an ECHL contracted guy. You know that is a sign that we have not even seen the best of this guy. So especially, you know, two good years with us and that familiarity, he's really getting comfortable. He's really coming out of his shell. And again, I'm really excited. That's a 30-year decor right there. And that's not even the guys who I know we've signed that I'm not going to share with you. So get excited. I know it's early and I know it feels like a light year away, but there's no reason to believe that this team won't be as competitive as it has been these last two seasons.
Yeah, and Chris, you brought up Todd Skirving there, and I did want to talk to you about him as well. Obviously, a big, big community guy for the team. He is clearly the glue that, you know, really does help hold this team together. And that must have been a pretty simple decision for both parties.
I can only imagine so. I've gotten quite close with Todd Skirving over the course of the last two seasons, and he's actually my seatmate on the bus, behind me on the bus. So a lot of good chats have happened over the course of the last few years, and honestly, all of the good things that people say about Todd Skirving, he comes by them all very naturally. He really is, much like James Malindi, one of those heart and soul guys where if you need someone to, you know, break the ice in a tense moment, when you can always look at Skirves to, you know, find that right thing to say in the room. And he's also the kind of guy where he knows he may or may not be in the lineup every day, but that does not stop him from giving absolutely everything he has inside him, you know, to this team. So, and again, it's not like he's not a producer on the ice either, proving that he can play at this level. And he, Skirves, the thing I'd like to take away from him is he doesn't want to go and play, say, a first line shift on any other team. He'd rather be this guy in this city, in this province, right here. He's fallen in love with this place just as much as this place has fallen in love with Todd Skirving. And this is a marriage made in heaven for both parties.
That was Newfoundland Growlers broadcaster Chris Ballard speaking about the re-signings of some Growlers players so far this summer as they gear up for next season.